Last week on KGFW's Talk of the Town, Stan Staub shared a story of reunification.
Well, I lived in Ansley, and I was just a 16-year-old kid and loved cars, and spotted this old car, and it was actually, I think, an old cop car, and it was black, painted black and white and kind of a rough-looking thing, and I thought, I'm going to have that car someday. I paid $50 for the car. And the thing about these cars in the 30s, a lot of them ended up on the racetracks, on the dirt racetracks. People forget that. It was a big deal to go out and take the 36, the 40, and run it around the dirt track. And a few times around, they weren't worth much, you know. This one is a survivor, literally.
But when Stan went to college, his car hit the road.
Well, I had it a couple years, and it was kind of a strange story. I came down to college here at Kearney State College back then, and my dad sold it, and it was gone for a couple years. I was gone a couple years of college, and he sold it. And I had kept the title just by fortune, good fortune, and the car was literally missing 40 years.
That was until Stan received an unexpected phone call.
Actually, my mother called me, and she says, I think we have your old car, Stan, sitting around. I said, what? You don't have that old car. Yeah, she says, it's at Kearney. And this gentleman bought this car to fix it up, make a hot rod out of it. You need to come check it out because he wants a title. Walked in, saw the car, immediately knew it was mine, whipped out the title and said, I think this is my car. And the guy said, yeah, you're right. We worked out a deal. He brought it over to Norfolk where I lived. And 20 years later, here I am. It's taken a long time and a lot of bucks to get here, but it's been a fun project.
Stan's story is just one of many that can be encountered during Kearney Cruise Night Week. Many of the cars and their owners have a story to tell. Just ask. For KGFW News, I'm Liz Macias.